Welcome to this portion of Vocal Point. I'm Jerry Newcomb, and right now our guest is Matt Heffron, who's an attorney with the Thomas More Society. And we're going to talk about the latest development in the David Dalyden story. David Dalyden made a series of undercover videos alleging that Planned Parenthood traffics in baby body parts with their aborted babies, and then they sell this to laboratories for research for profit. And it's a really heinous whole series of videos from the Center for Medical Progress. And now he's in trouble with the state of California. To unpack all this is Matt Heffron, again, one of his attorneys with the Thomas More Society. Matt, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks, Jerry, for having me. It's always an honor to be on your show, and we, you and I have talked before. And,
yeah.
I think you're doing great work, so keep it up.
Oh, well, thank you. You know, I'm reminded of the old phrase, if you don't like the messenger, or I'm sorry, if you don't like the message, just shoot the messenger, you know. And so they don't like David Dalyden, what he has to say, and so they're really coming down hard on him, plus one of his assistants who helped him with all this, named Sandra Merritt.
Right, right. And you hit it right on the head, that this is viewpoint discrimination. The powers that be in California, more particularly the Attorney General of the state of California, does not like David for what David Dalyden and Sandra Merritt have done for exposing the heinous crimes of Planned Parenthood. And so they are prosecuting them under a statute, eavesdropping statute in California. And there's many ways to put this in context, but I suppose where you need to start is by just letting people know that this is a crime, and we put that in quotation marks, a crime that in almost almost all other places in the country would not be a crime at all. And what it says is in California they have a statute which says that if you're going to record a conversation that's meant to be confidential, then you have to have both parties of the conversation knowing that it's being recorded. There are only 12 states in the nation that have that rule, and some of those 12 have just a modification of it. All of the other states and the federal government and the District of Columbia, so that would make 40 entities, all say that as long as one party to the conversation knows that it's being recorded, that's sufficient. So it's just in California that this rule even exists. And even there, there are all sorts of exceptions, defenses, that we will be using for sure for David. But one of those defenses is the one we've already indicated, and that is this is a First Amendment defense.
Mm-hmm.
They are prosecuting David clearly because they don't like the message. And when you discriminate only on the basis of the message, that is a First Amendment violation. So that's one of the things that we'll be presenting. And if you want, I'll put that even in a little bit more context.
Sure.
To show that this is viewpoint discrimination. They're just mad with the message. In California, sometime back, I'm not the only attorney representing David. There are California attorneys working on the case too. And one of our attorneys in California pointed out that there's a group in California named Mercy for Animals. And that group had on its website a undercover video that it took of a goat slaughtering plant where the goats were being slaughtered in a rather cruel way. And in fact, they went in, just like David Dalyden, with a hidden video and hidden audio recorder. And then came out after videotaping all of this without the person on the other end knowing it. Not only did the Attorney General of the state of California, then Kamala Harris, not prosecute those taking the video, the undercover video, she prosecuted the goat slaughterer. And she also went so far as to publicly praise the people, Mercy for Animals, who had taken this undercover video. So what's the moral of the story, Jerry?
Have a liberal perspective and you won't get in trouble.
or maybe we could put it this way. If you are an undercover reporter who's protecting goats from being slaughtered, you don't get prosecuted. If you're an undercover reporter protecting human babies from being dismembered, you'll be prosecuted in California. That's how mad this world has become.
Wow. Well, even the Wall Street Journal, for example, last week, they said this. If the videographers at the Center for Medical Progress had wanted to avoid prosecution, they should have secretly recorded conversations with Michael Flynn. But instead, they chose to conduct guerrilla journalism against Planned Parenthood and its associates in the abortion industry. So there really seems to be a double standard in terms of what you know, can be exposed and what can't be exposed.
Oh, exactly. And that's why we're looking at this as nothing more than a show trial. This is political theater in California, and maybe you'd even call it theater of the absurd, because at the very same time, to highlight this even further, I thought this was very sharp on David Blyden's part, that at the same time when he is being charges are being filed against him for recording people who are discussing killing babies by dismembering them and then selling their body parts for profit, which, by the way, is a federal felony. Mm. On that same day, David released a video that he had taken in an undercover capacity in Arizona, where one party recording is legal. And that that recording showed a doctor in Arizona talking about delivering babies and apparently outside the womb, either killing them or allowing them to die. Now, take it this way. All those people who are dismembering babies or killing live babies, none of them have been prosecuted or indicted for these ghoulish killings. Only the whistleblower is getting indicted.
Mm. Yeah, it's almost like what counts here is the process, not the substance of what the process has uncovered. And, you know, what about 60 Minutes? I mean, is 60 Minutes disbarred from being able to conduct any research or, you know, any shoot any of their programs in California because of this kind of law?
Oh, no. And in fact, as you point out, there, undercover journalism happens all the time in California. In fact, there's a well-known CBS associate, a reporter by the name of David Goldstein, and he does this almost on a weekly basis. He does undercover video recordings, just like David, uncovering all sorts of things that he disagrees with. Some are crimes, some are not. He has never been prosecuted. That's because he is not going after the sacred shibboleth, if you will, of the left, and that is abortion.
Yeah.
And when you start, I mean, part of it, I mean, people, I know we've seen an awful lot of amazement in these crimes. So for one reason is that after the humiliation that the Harris County attorney went through in Texas for trying to indict David on bogus charges there, you would think, and we thought, that the California Attorney General was going to try to avoid that fiasco. And so people are amazed at that. They're also amazed at the fact that, as you already pointed out, that the journalistic ramifications of this are huge. In fact, you mentioned the Washington Post, I think it was, or no, the Wall Street Journal.
No,
the L.A. Times.
Yeah, the L.A. Times, yeah.
They also came out with an editorial, and it was from their editorial board
right.
on the 30th of March. Yeah. And they said that they thought the Attorney General of California, Becerra, that he'd gone through it or was engaging in a disturbingly aggressive for him to apply this criminal statute to people who are trying to influence a contested issue of public policy.
Yeah. So here's the L.A. Times doing that. And the L.A. Times, nobody could accuse them of being pro-life. And so on the one hand, there's this incredible double standard when it comes to liberal conservative perspective. It's almost like thou shalt not be politically incorrect or thou shalt get in trouble. But in the case of the LA Times, yeah, in the LA Times, as you're pointing out, they hear their editorial board even says, hey, this is an overreach on the part of the Attorney General of our state, California.
It is. You know, and I should point out a little bit of historical irony there as well. That the LA Times should put out such an editorial now is doubly surprising in that about a year ago, almost exactly a year ago, the same LA Times had an editorial that actually spurred the Attorney General at the time, Kamala Harris of California, into a search warrant of David Blyden's apartment. In that particular LA Times editorial, the editorial writer was real aggressive, saying that why is it that the California Attorney General Kamala Harris could not do the same thing that the Texas a prosecutor had done by bringing criminal charges against David. And within 10 days, Kamala Harris sent her jackbooted thugs into David's house. So now for the LA Times to do a reverse face and go the other direction is more than a little bit surprising.
All right. Can you go back to this thing about Texas? He was, David DeLayden and Sandra Merritt, his assistant in this video or series of videos, they were tried in Texas. But what was that, a different case in the sense that it was a civil case versus criminal? Yeah. Or, you know, what does that mean? You know,
yeah, and you bring up some very good points here. There are both civil lawsuits and criminal lawsuits involved with David DeLayden and the Center for Medical Progress. The initial lawsuits were all civil, and what that means is that when you get done with the case, if you prevail as a plaintiff, then you would receive damages, money, but no one goes to jail. Criminal only means that if you are convicted by the state, then you could, in fact, go to jail or have fines or have a criminal record. And so in Texas, they actually, the Harris County attorney, which is the county Houston is in, actually indicted David for, number one, using a false driver's license. Yeah, you heard that right, a false driver's license. And number two, allegedly trying to buy aborted baby parts, which is against the law in Texas. So how ridiculous is that? Everyone knows that for a criminal charge, you have to have the intent to actually carry out the crime. And obviously, David was not intending to buy, David or Sandra, also there, was not intending to buy baby parts. They were trying to expose it. And as far as the other part of that crime, alleged crime, was the use of a false driver's license. Well, if that's a crime, then certainly about half of the college, or many of the underage college drinkers are going to be looking over their shoulders. Well, so that case, though, was so corrupt that immediately when David arrived in town, they tried to offer him a plea deal to get the case to go away. And what happened, actually, was in that case, it was determined that from the start, the prosecutor was working hand in glove with Planned Parenthood. And we have the emails that we've been able to uncover to show that. They never were, the grand jury there was supposed to be investigating Planned Parenthood, but in fact, from the start, had no intention to investigate Planned Parenthood, but was the entire time trying to come up with some bogus indictment of David DeLayden. And we have the information to show that. And in fact, before that case was voluntarily dismissed by the county attorney down there, we had a motion before the court which would have laid this all out for the public. And rather than allow it to see the light of day, the county attorney in that case voluntarily dismissed the case because they're trying to hide the evidence that we had to show.
Wow.
And that's the fiasco that happened in Texas. And whether or not we'll be able to uncover the same sort of corruption in California is a question, but one that, you know, that there's some promise for already. One reason is that Javier Becerra, the new attorney general, has been politically supported, has received donations from Planned Parenthood.
Wow.
When he was appointed by Governor Moonbeam, Governor Jerry Brown, to be the replacement attorney general for Kamala Harris, Planned Parenthood put out a statement praising him, praising the appointment.
Yeah.
And to just go a little bit further, the former attorney general, Kamala Harris, who's now the senator for the state of California, also was supported by Planned Parenthood, received political donations, and on her campaign website had a button you could press to make donations to Planned Parenthood.
Wow.
So that's how corrupt it already is starting in California. And quite honestly, nobody on David DeLayden's team is terribly uncomfortable about this. I mean, we're all kind of looking at this as a good fight. And David especially, that's something that people out there should know, is that David was actually somewhat energized by this. We are out there just the weekend before meeting with him and some other attorneys to prepare the civil cases. So we're not worried. It's a real dangerous case in that it's going to be in San Francisco.
10 seconds left.
Which is a real liberal jurisdiction. But we're ready for the fight.
Yeah, and he's aptly named David. This is David versus the Goliath of Planned Parenthood. We've been talking right now with Matt Heffron, one of the attorneys with Thomas More Society, thomasmoresociety.org, for more information. Matt, thanks so much for being with us. All the best.
Thanks very much, Jerry.
Bye-bye.